TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat. You a tough guy, that's enough joke. Then the sun die, the night is young though. The diamond still shine, you in a rough hole. What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? It's a f*** show, put you front row. Talking bro, let your tongue show. Money over this and above. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the f*** for? I sleep with the gun, then she don't snow. What the f*** yo, where the love go? Trade the ski mask, put a muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss B, that the drugs go. If she iffy, that the drugs go. If she simply, double cup toast. I got a duffel, full of hundos. That the love go. Where's the uproar? What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though. Damn. Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke. At your front door, with a gun store. Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go. Just the jungle, perhaps the utmost. For the nutsos, and we nutso. What the f*** bro, where I'm from bro. We grow up fast, we roll up slow. We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, hang time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a con roll. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listen, it's a Bono, you listen to Darno. What the f*** bro, where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef, I like my lunch gross. Just look up bro, let the studs go. I see the shovel, but where did bro go? To the unknown, only way he coming back is through his unborn. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the uproar? What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Happy New Year, everybody. 6:03 out there in L.A., 9:00, just turned 4, 9:04 here in the ATL. Happy New Year. Back after a long vacay, much-needed vacay, but we are here. That was Lil Wayne, Uproar. Man, talking about Uproar. R. Kelly certainly started an uproar. If I could just be a fly on the wall when, like, those docu-sodes just came back to back to back, like, what he was really saying, what he was really feeling, and what the camp of people that was around them, like, you know, what they was really thinking. It's like, whoa. Before we go any further, because this show tonight has nothing to do with that. Actually, we up close and personal with a young king, an up and rising star, that dude Don Eddy out of VA. He's hanging out with us tonight. He has a new project called Ain't No Telling. Real dope. A single called Progression. We got that for you tonight. Plus tips and tools to help you grow. But before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate. What's going on, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You know what? I haven't talked to you since last year.
Since last year?
I know that was corny. I've been waiting.
Happy New Year.
All jokes.
Lot going on, man. I mean, hey, it still works, though. It's true.
Hey.
We do a lot of texting anyway, like texting. I very rarely am on the phone unless I'm doing business. Because if I'm on the phone, then you know, it's one of those things.
You hear the paper ringing, right?
Yeah, and in 2019, I mean, come on, we're technological. Yes. Everything is smartphones. However, I do encourage us to like take a break away from cell phones every now and then, and get back to just like how it used to be. We're so disconnected. We're totally disconnected. How many times have you walked into the restaurant and everybody's head is down in their lap on their phone? It's pretty
pitiful.
No one's
engaging. Yeah.
It's pretty pitiful. I try to consciously at least keep my phone tucked away, check it every now and then, but at least not to be rude. Yo, we've become a rude-ass society. Americans. Let's do better in 2019. Again, our special guest tonight, Don Eddy, all the way from VA. Eddy was in Atlanta about a month ago, did a showcase for Bigger Rankin, for those who are familiar, Jamaican-born musical, dance hall rapper Bigger Rankin hosted a showcase and Eddy killed it. We'll talk about that and much more before we go any further into anything. Let's go ahead and welcome our guest tonight live out of VA. Hey, what up, brother?
What's up with y'all? What's good? What's good? How y'all doing? Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year to you too.
Big thanks, popping,
that.
Brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate y'all for having me on the show, man.
Project. You've been burning up the coast though. But before we get into what you've been doing up and down the East Coast, tell the folks exactly who you are, where you're from, what you represent.
Well, my name is Don Eddy. I'm from North of Virginia, 757 area. I come from the struggle, you know. We come from the gut around here. So my main inspiration, and I just want to be a motivation to everybody around me, you know. And that's what pushed me and drives me.
Inspiration, motivation. I connect with that 1,000%. You say the gutter. What part of Norfolk? We know Norfolk very well. We know VA very well. Hot Chocolate asked me, off the air, what part of Norfolk you were from, and I actually couldn't even tell him. My reflex was to say Park Place, but I know everybody is from Park Place in my mind. That was just my stomping ground.
Not watching it now.
Yeah, it was just my
watch
stomping ground. I went to Maury. I went to Maury. A lot of my friends are from Publix.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm from all over Norfolk.
What part of Norfolk
I represent. I'm from all over Norfolk. You know what I'm saying? I've lived in almost every neighborhood in Norfolk. I come from Burtley area though, on the south side of Norfolk.
Okay.
I got a house. I got a house right there in Berkeley. I mean, I'm like hood for real. I know people. Yeah, listen, I'm like you. I'm like all over Norfolk. Like, I mean, my grandmother was in. I had one grandmother in Grandy Park, another grandmother, you know, Diggs Park. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
Norfolk.
That's how it went with me. I had a grandmother in Ballantyne, and I had a grandmother in Berkeley. So I spent time on both sides of the water. You know, I went to different schools on both sides of the water. I dealt with different people, different faces, even people that didn't deal with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I lived in several different
I'm sorry, I'm talking.
No, go ahead. Okay. Let him go. Let him go.
How did you actually get in the music game itself? Like, what was your motivation?
Oh, man, my mom actually used to write poetry. My grandmother, she used to write poetry also. She still does to this day. But my mom, she used to write poetry all the time, and she used to do a little rapping back in the day, but she never really took it serious. It was just something she played around with. But she probably doesn't even know that she inspired me to start writing lyrics. So what I started to do was... Sorry?
No, I was saying
I said,
that's
wow,
dope
she
for you.
Know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I actually when I took from there and just started taking songs that I liked a lot, and I would just take the words and just reflip them into my own words, it's keeping the same melody, keeping the same song, but just different words. And then I started to create my own songs.
Hip hop covers.
At what age did you actually start? That was
I actually started writing.
Writing, like, yeah.
Oh man, I think I've been rapping since I was about 7 years old, man. And honestly, I've been writing all my life. I used to make like comic books and stuff in like the second grade, and my teacher, she would take them and go get hardback books and make them into real books. So that's what really got me into writing. So I've been writing since about second grade.
Oh, that's awesome. Did she
ain't
have
no
them published
telling.
For you?
Sorry?
Did she have the books published for you, or did she just do that as a gift?
Yeah, it was just to make us feel good, you know, make us feel like real authors.
Right. The project ain't no telling. What's the source of the project itself? We have a couple of joints that we're going to play within the hour. The first being Progression, which is one of my favorites, but I mean, you know, ain't no telling. I mean, that is clearly a statement. What was the source of the creativity?
Well, honestly, man, I heard something a while ago. I always try to watch like documentaries and movies on other artists and groups that came up. So like my grandmother, she always had me into watching old movies. So I would always watch like The Temptations, The Five Heartbeats, stuff like that. And I believe Duck, he said on The Five Heartbeats, one of the Five Heartbeats, remember, he said that he wouldn't become a great writer until he suffered more. And I kind of really just went through a depression stage, you know, like, things just wasn't really going my way. It was a turning point in my life where I had to decide what was I going to do and who was I going to be involved with, you know, like even family members that turned their backs on me or went other ways, you know what I'm saying? So stay focused and stay on my own path. So that's what really was the source of me making Ain't No Telling. So that's why it's called Ain't No Telling, because you never know what's going to happen, you know? You never know who you're going to see tomorrow, you know, or when's the last time you're going to talk to somebody. So you really have to appreciate everything and everybody every day, you know?
Absolutely. Sounds like a winner. We gonna get into it?
I mean, well, yeah, it's actually really dope. It starts off with the intro, and the intro is actually probably one of the deepest songs up there. Like, I really express some real feelings. And everything else is just about, it's just maybe everything I see and everything I've been through, even some of my friends and family members, things they've been through. I also try to mix a little bit of party, you know, some energy in there to make everybody feel good. You know, it's not all about being sad. It's about appreciating the good things in life, you know. Sometimes, like you said, we get so distracted with our phones and we get so distracted with our computers and our technology, we don't even pay attention to the people that we need every day as far as medicine, as far as love, as far as the people that care for us genuinely, you know? So So yeah, that's what that was all about.
Genuine energies around you.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Hey, let's get into this joint right here. It's called Progression off of the Ain't No Telling Project. Up close and personal tonight with Don Itty. It's 9:15.
We'll let's go to the next floor.
Huh?
Let's go to the next floor. Let's go to the next floor.
Y'all know he be on that next.
She progressing, it's a must go, no disgust though. Running up on a hush though, ain't no rush though. Anything you invest in, you can touch though. Benjamin is my best friend, I can trust him. All my time I must invest it. Better believe it, baby. Is it running to that money? I gotta see it later. Gotta get it, competition, no, I don't see it there. Racing, I'm just skating like I meet them there. I'm like, let's go, next floor. Trying to progress though. Keeping your eyes on your paper, that's the test though. It ain't no need to try to fit in like the rest. Ain't nobody there to help you or rescue. You just gotta keep moving. Ain't no time to be losing. You decide how you use it or sit around if you choose it. Get straight to this paper, ain't got no time for later. No matter the situation, you can make it. You just gotta keep progressing, progressing. It's all about progression. Like the steps do off the muscle. Whatever they say, boy, you gotta hustle. Talking straight to the bread, I know I can trust you. People guessing on my head, better believe it, baby. A lot of people be in the way, no, I don't need them, baby. Ain't had nothing, see people fronting when I need a favor. On the low, they counting me out and I don't even hate them. I'm like, let's go, next flow. Gotta progress more, possess more, process more, perfecto. I'm from the bottom, straight up out of them cracks, yo. Tic-tac-toe, medicated off exo. I cannot lie, no, my life ain't no secret. Some ain't gon' make it, cause they don't believe in me. I just try to take my time, get this cheese, and drop down to my knees. Thank the Lord for all of my progression, progression. It's all about progression, progression. Everything is a blessing. Gotta make it the best, no question. I'm applying all this pressure, it's the test. I done made it professional, from finesse. They tell me that I'm flexing when I ain't flexing. I'm ballin' like I'm stepping with the left hand.
Let's go to the next floor. 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 Let's go to the next floor.
Oh. All about progression. Don Itty here is our special guest up close and personal tonight in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:18 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the general on the other side of that. Again, our special guest up close and personal, Don Itty. Little bit of that progression, sitting here listening
baby.
To that and knowing where you're from now, I have so many questions in regards to progression and how you actually feel about that, foremost being from the 757 area. How do you feel about artist progression or new artist progression? Are any other producers that you worked with from the 757 area specifically?
Oh, well, yeah, almost all the producers that I work with are from the 757 area. I'm all about promoting VA, baby. You know? So
shout out.
That's
yeah.
But, yeah, almost everybody that I work with is from the 757. I also have a DJ that I work with in OKC. He's from Virginia. He's from 757 also. His name is DJ ProStar. He lives in OKC, Oklahoma City, and he's out there helping promote it. The mixtape also progressing,
okay.
You know, that's what it's all about. So,
okay.
Hey, one thing I want to do is publicly acknowledge and shout this dude out again. Young King, I mean, definitely a star on the rise. And I saw this dude perform, and he's been up and down the East Coast. But, bro, I just want to, again, you know, like, pay you, like, homage, not only for your performance, but for your ability, you know, to stand before a room of your peers, you know, and spectators, and take feedback from, you know, from bigger ranking, that I felt like was like real food for a artist that's trying to grow. Tell the people what that experience was like, actually going to a showcase, performing, and then having a chance to watch other performers, you know, do their thing. And the list was long, folks, and it was a bunch of us DJs in the room as well. I mean, the room was packed out with DJs and artists exclusively. What was that experience like with Bigger Ranking?
Oh, man, it was crazy, man. It was actually the second time I've been to Atlanta. First time I drove by myself, you know, with my uncle or whatever like that. But it was the first time that I ever really experienced actual club scene as far as, like, you know, performing with everybody in there, having a good time and drinking and stuff. Like, it's one thing to do local shows, you know, but it's another thing to go somewhere else and feel your presence felt, you know. I felt like everybody in there really got a good vibe from me. They appreciated my music. They were jamming to it. Bigger Ranking, he gave me some good advice. Shout out to Bigger Ranking, man. He showed me some mad love in there, his whole team. Bigger is better. Yeah, they showed me mad love, man. And one thing he did tell me was to make sure that I give them a chance to listen to it. You know, I don't always have to do as so many songs, or I don't always have to be on for so long. You know, if people can hear you and hear what you're saying, that's all it takes. Because one thing, like you said, man, it takes a lot just to get on stage and go in front of people. So if people are listening to you and they can vibe with you, and you have a genuine, you know, people, you know, it's just positivity, you know, it's nothing but love. So I really appreciated that, and I got a chance to experience some new things, see a lot of different luxury scenes, you know. I've never been on that scene before, so like I said, I come from the gutter, you know what I'm saying? I come from the street for real, so it was different. It was a different vibe. It was different people. It was all good energy everywhere. I actually ran into my boy DJ Mano down there too. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Mano.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no question, man. Yeah, man. So it was all love. It was a good experience. So I'm actually ready to start going to other events in Atlanta, you know, and start showing my face a lot more around there.
For those who do not know who Bigger Ranking is, he has touched the likes of Young Jeezy, Young Dolph, Cool America, YFN Lucci, Tom G. Listen, Google them. And I do believe, if I'm not incorrect, that he is newly appointed A&R at Atlantic Records. Is that right, Don? He did announce that. Right?
Tig Records. That's I believe Tig Records. I'm not sure if they're with Atlantic.
Kind of association. Tig Records. I think that there may be an association. I could have gotten it completely wrong. I'm known for just mucking it up totally. Atlanta is not the only show you've done here recently, bro. I mean, you've been up and down the East Coast. Share some of the places. I mean, you've been all the way as far up to Connecticut. From Connecticut to Atlanta.
Man. Yes, man. Like, Connecticut, that was actually my first time going to Connecticut. It was a great show. They had some good people up there. Everybody was very positive. You know, they got some good talent up there, too. Shout out to – sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah, shout out to Strictly Business for having me out there, Strictly Business. Yeah, Connecticut was – that was actually one of the best shows I ever had, you know. Just the venue alone was – very, very nice. I appreciated that alone. And I got to meet some good people. I'm actually doing a feature with this girl that I met up there from Boston. They're with 8-Ball Entertainment. And, yeah, so that was a good experience. And then I went to North Carolina and did a show in Raleigh at Club Phantom. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that or been there, but that place be jumping on Saturdays. And man, I'm telling you, they just had Boosie there last weekend. It was crazy. But yeah, you know, so to New York, New Jersey, I went to Maryland, Baltimore. I went to Washington, D.C. Of course, I'm from Virginia. I stopped past South Carolina, dropped some things off down there. I didn't do any shows there yet, but I'm planning on going there. And then I did a show in Miami at Miami Live. That was actually one of the best shows I did, too. If you follow me on Instagram at Itty Means Necessary, that's my Instagram. Itty Means Necessary, IDDY_means_necessary, or Itty Factor, IDDY_factor. And I do have some highlights in there also, and a link to the mixtape itself. So, yeah, but I've been doing a whole East Coast tour for this Ain't No Telling tour, man. You know, it is, a lot of people are feeling it. So, hey, anticipate it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be everywhere. Soon to be on all platforms.
2019, Don Itty. Hey, we're up close and personal tonight. He just told, hey, hit him off with your IG, your two IG accounts again.
That's Itty Means Necessary, IDDY_means_necessary. And the other one is Itty Factor. That's IDDY_factor. And yeah, I'm very responsive. I'm a humble guy, man. You know, I respond to people.
Hey, we can tell you're a humble guy, bro. We can absolutely tell you are a humble guy, and that's why we're going to support you and make sure we help to push this thing along. Hey, it's 9:26
yep.
right now. Our special guest is Don Itty. We're up close and personal tonight. Plus, I know we offered we actually promised tips and tools to help you to grow. We got that for you tonight, specifically entrepreneurs. But first, let's get into this joint right here. It's called Spacious. Don Itty, Ain't No Telling.
In a nice little coupe, but it's spacious. Uh-huh. Flying on the interstate like I'm in a spaceship. Uh-huh. All about this cash, that's the only thing I'll think. All I need is gas in the whip when I take trips. All I want is Franklin. Told her I'm from Franklin. Really, I'm from Norfolk, trying to see how far I make it. All I want is 10, 20, 50, 100 faces. These bitches got 10, 20, 50, 100 faces. Ain't too many niggas where I'm making, say they made it. Say they made it. Plenty money in this dress, I gotta say. I don't fuck with niggas, I ain't racist, they be hating. I don't give a fuck cause I be shitting on them, baby. I'm smoking on the best, I feel it in my lungs. I feel it in your chest, you fucking with the dumb.
You with the dumb.
If you gotta stop, then maybe you can run. If you ain't got no money, then come and get your son. Get your son. I'm like, in it, many, many, mo. Catch it, study, study, cut the study, yo. Plenty, money, get your son. Keep it coming. Don't you love it? I'm just trying to make it shake. I ain't talking about a bitch, need a new and every day. Ain't no telling in my city, I gon' do that out of state. When I pull up in that coupe, feeling like I'm out of space. Cause it's space, smoking purple. This shit from Cali, straight out the valley. Got me higher than a motherfucker. Stay off the Danny, I be higher than a motherfucker. No R. Kelly, shoddy green, but that pussy pink. Like Cotton Candy, I've been feeling lucky, let me put a staff up on it. It's legit, see the shit, how she back up on it. Told her, put me on stage, I'ma act up on it. If the cookie ain't right, send it back, I don't want it. I'm just looking for a little shoddy, a real smarty that's gon' fuck me like the real Cardi. I'm off the pill, don't give a fuck about how she feel about me. She say she love me, listen, still the shit is real, probably. I know she a real thotty. Roll up, get these bitches throw up. Tell some more to show up. I think we need some mocha. I take a shot at the dough, that just gon' help to glow up. I drink what I like to smoke. I gotta balance both of them. And I'm like, in it, many, 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 mo. Catch a thotty, up the dough. Plenty, plenty, money, get your plenty, money, something. Keep it coming, don't you love it? Love it. I be trying to make it shake. I ain't shaking by the beach, need a new and nerd day. Ain't no telling in my city, I gon' do that out of state. When I pull up in that coupe, feeling like I'm out of space, cause it's spacious.
It's the Social Lab Team Hama Radio, 929, where we are here on the East Coast, 629 on the West Coast. What's poppin'? folks. Happy New Year. Up close and personal with our special guest tonight, Don Itty. Hey, plus, we got tips to help you to have a healthier new year. We got some health and wellness tips. Hey, starting with the fact that I don't know when the last time you've been to the doctor. In our community, we do not like going to the doctor for several reasons. One, we don't go because we just don't like going. Two, we don't go because we don't have insurance. Some of us can't afford it. Some of us don't think it's important. It is important, folks, and I'm here to tell you that there's cheap insurance out there, specifically for those with children. But listen, go to the doctor in 2019. Nobody's going like really push that, tell you that. There's more deaths in the African-American community due to untreated illnesses, specifically high blood pressure, diabetes. They call high blood pressure the silent killer. It's because it creeps up on you. There's no signs, there's no pain. You just walk in, you have a stroke, you don't get to the hospital quick enough, and you die. It's as simple as that. Go to the doctor in 2019. That's one of our number one tips for you tonight to help you to grow and live. How about that?
That's one. Yes.
Don Itty, when is the last time you've been to the doctor, brother? But you're very young, so, I mean, you know, Itty is in his early 20s, folks, but when was the last time you've been to the doctor?
Man, I went to the doctor
last month.
Very good.
Because tells us that, you might need to go to the clinic every now and then. You know, that last song right there.
And it's
a new
year, man.
There's a lot of millennials that
fresh,
believe
man.
That. Yeah, there's a lot of millennials out there that believe that they don't need health insurance and, oh, I'm fine, I'm healthy, I won't lose it that much. There's no need to pay for it.
No excuses. He said he went last month. He certainly understands.
Very good.
The importance. I'll tell you, I had a chance to hang out with Itty, and not only is he a humble dude, and you can hear that just in his articulation and in his communication, but he's a smart guy. And for me, you know, when you're in the game during this particular time, and you can be humble, and you can be smart, and you can have a talent, you got to support and for us, bro, this is the first time you've been on the show, but we welcome you to come back on the show anytime.
Right.
Anytime. We got another joint you want to get into. But before we get into any of that, man, like, as a millennial living in America right now, specifically an artist living in America right now, politically, are you involved? Did you vote in this last election cycle?
Presidential election cycle?
How did you feel afterwards?
I felt like, I mean, you know, certain people didn't get a chance to vote, and then certain people sacrificed a lot for us to vote. You know, so I did want to vote so my daughter could have a chance to vote in the future, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I felt
good role model.
Good about it. Yeah, I felt good about it.
Yeah, the fact that you were a contributor.
Yep.
How do
you
feel
vote,
about the current political climate?
I mean, it is what it is, really. Honestly, I mean, I do care. But it's a lot going on that it's just everywhere, all over the place. The government shut down right now, you know?
Absolutely.
Right now.
Right this minute.
Who's Don Itty listening to? Who's in the deck when you get in the whip?
When I get in the whip, I mainly listen to myself. But if I have to name some other artists, known artists, I listen to Meek Mills. I listen to Jay-Z. I listen to Nipsey Hussle. I listen to J. Cole. I listen to Kendrick Lamar. I do try to keep up with the younger generation, so I do kind of listen to the hip stuff, you know, G Herb, you know, a little bit of NBA Youngboy here and there, some Kodak Black, you know. I do try to keep up with the time because it's all about surviving the waves. If you can't survive the waves, then you might as well give it up.
Yeah, I totally agree. And speaking of can't survive the wave, like if you could jump on a track right now with somebody and ride the wave, you know, as far as your favorite artist goes, who would that be? You know, who would you love to jump on a track with, like right now and just ride?
Right now, at every moment, I would want to get on the track with Meek Mills. The reason I would say Meek Mills because he has a lot of arrows pointing at him. You know, it seems like everybody's going against him, and he's representing us as a black man. You know, I know it's not all about flashing and, you know, luxury things or whatever like that, materialistic things, but it goes to show the motivation and the struggle that you can go through to get what you want, you know. And it is people out here that don't want to see you do good. It's people out here that want to see you do good, but not better than them. And then it's people that don't want to see you do good at all. So you got to keep that in mind. And I feel like he needs somebody to help him out, you know. Everybody else got a team. I feel like Meek need a team, man. You know what I'm saying? There's not too many people that can touch people the way Meek does. I feel like I could do that.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. You mentioned
that's
being from
that he brings to it too. Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, I was processing as he was speaking, and for me, the takeaway is like, you know, one, the value that he places on itself, and the mm-hmm. impact that, you know, he knows that he generates or that he has.
Yeah.
So I totally
mean, the potential to make.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally connected. You talked about being from the hood. You talk about the struggle, and so many people can connect with that. What is your short-term and long-term goal as it relates to music? Like, yeah, what's your short-term and your long-term goal?
Well, as a short-term goal, I would like to, you know, create a form or some way to let other artists, upcoming artists, indie artists, showcase their talent as a short-term goal, you know, because a lot of people don't understand how much we appreciate that when we can come out every Monday or come out every Friday and do a show, you know, and get on stage, get people to come out and see us. You know, no matter how much it costs, it's not about that. It's about promoting us and progressing, you know. And as a long-term goal, I probably would like to open up like a community center for kids that like to do that and that are very creative or, you know, don't really fit in with the crowd, you know, the popularity and everything like that, to make everybody feel comfortable in their own skin. You know, everybody's a star in their own way. So I do want to create something that everybody can pay attention to, everybody's individuality, you know?
No doubt. Hey, we need more of that.
No question.
We absolutely need more of that. You're just a good dude. Up close and personal tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with Don Itty. Hey, dude, talk to us about Sucker Free.
Oh, man. Sucker Free, man. Now, Sucker Free is like, just like Spacious, it's like an alter ego, you know? Like I said, I'm 90% humble, but that other 10% can come out, you know? So not necessarily saying in a bad way or an aggressive way, but or in a negative way, but in a positive way wherein I am the center of attention. Or, you know, like as far as Sucker Free goes, a lot of people around you, they involve themselves with you just because. Maybe it's beneficial or maybe they think they want you to kind of turn to them or, you know, Like, I don't know, man. You just got to stay sucker free, man. It's too much bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You can't take no bullshit sometimes. So you got to put your foot down sometimes and allow that cockiness to come out, that arrogance. It's not about always being arrogant or, you know, it's just certain times for everything, you know?
I like it. He really tried to cut it, you know, real close and articulate it, you know, but you had to just kind of cut to the chase and tell him.
Lost control and was like, just cut the bullshit. Hey, stay
just
sucker
cut
free.
The bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bullshit. It's always some bullshit, man.
Sucker free, sucker free.
I like it.
Sucker free, sucker free. Sucker free.
It's so slap, team, I'm ready.
Who's no good fuck with me? Hey.
I ain't playing with these niggas. I ain't laying with these bitches. I'ma keep it G. When it cash, then I'm finished. Quick deposit, then I'm dipping. See you in a week. Smoking gas in the rental. Popping tags, something nice, cause I think it's sweet. I ain't ask for your life. I just ask for your number if you wanna leave. I don't hang with too many. Niggas claim they the realest. I'ma keep it G. They the same niggas welling. They the same niggas telling. Probably tell on me. Never change on my niggas. It's a shame. See a lot of people switch on me. I don't care about it, dope. I ain't worried about it, dope. Bitch, I'm sucker free. Gas loud and I'ma blow it down. Mascots run the whole town. These niggas, they some whole clowns. Bitches think it's cool to be horse now. Pussy niggas wearing horse now. Bad bitches getting worn down. Everybody on some fuck shit. I'm about to start handing out awards now. I ain't never been a traitor. Never switched up for no paper. A lot of people really hate us. They don't wanna see me ball for the Lakers. Like I tell all my bitches, be straight up. Help me stack all of this cake up. I ain't nothing like your ex, nigga, baby. I'ma do your ass a favor. Dropping all these bombs while I'm on the way up. They know I'm the Don, now they found a way up. People did me wrong, I don't even care. Let them carry on, they ain't playing fair. Yeah, yeah, I know who real. Recognize that they ain't gonna be real. Soon as you show me some fake shit, I won't say shit. Bet you know the deal, and it what it is. I ain't nothing like these niggas. I ain't frontin' like these niggas. They know who I be, you ain't gotta say you love me. I know who is there for me, I know who I see. I ain't playing with these bitches. I be damn if I'm finna let them play with me. Somebody say that I'm the realest. Somebody say that I ain't shit, that's what they see. Sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, bitch, I'm sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, bitch, I'm sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, bitch, I'm sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, sucker free, bitch, I'm sucker free. You can't get nothing for me. You ain't had nothing for me. I watch other niggas beat. Free my big brother Steve. He the one that told me to stay sucker free. Yeah, I got love for niggas, but nothing like other niggas, so they envy me. I ain't gon' change for nothing. I'm still the same little youngin' straight out of BD. Remember they changed for the money. Remember they changed for the pussy. That shit was weak. Some niggas claim they a 100. My niggas stay the stack, so that's why they with me. That was Pat, got me geek. Power Pat, sir, we. Whole hood love me. I ain't never took a seat. That'll be funny. Me and my niggas, we get to this money. Blue face, all I want is 100. Blue face, motherfuckers, we frontin'. New case, thinking you gon' do something. Suitcase, send him home to his mama. True thing is, I don't want no drama. Boom, bang, if he think he gon' harm us. The niggas are goners, people's a sauna. Everybody tryna eat like piranha. Fuck the beef, I was thinking lasagna. Get the cheese, we can bake it tomorrow. Fuck who the hardest. Real grinders, go and get it regardless. Go to state, VA, really for warriors. Anywhere I go, you know I'ma throw it up. By myself, or if I'm with my soul. I ain't nothing like these niggas. I ain't frontin' like these niggas. They know who I be. You ain't gotta say you love me. I know who is there for me. I know who I see. I ain't playin' with these bitches. I be damn if I'm finna let them play with me. Somebody say that I'm the realest. Somebody say that I ain't shit. That's what they see. Sucker free, sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Bitch, I'm sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Bitch, I'm sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Bitch, I'm sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Sucker free, sucker free. Bitch, I'm sucker free.
PM here in Social Lab, TM Harmon Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate General and our guest tonight up close and personal, Don Izzy, saying sucker free.
Sucker free, sucker free.
No question.
Word. Hey, that joint rocks. Yo, that joint right there rocks.
Yeah. For sure.
I appreciate that. Oh, man.
Off of the Ain't No Telling project, ladies and gentlemen. Bro, how can folks pick this up right now? How can they get it?
Well, right now, it's only available on my website, and the link is in my bio on Instagram. If you just tuning in, my Instagram link, well, my Instagram is Itty Factor, and Itty means necessary. That's IDDY underscore means underscore necessary, or Itty Factor, IDDY underscore factor. That's IG. And the link is in my bio, and all you do is click it and subscribe to my email list, and you will receive an email where you can unzip it.
Just like that, folks. The whole project is on point. Rising Star, definitely. I'll be doing a lot of work with this cat in 2019 just to help to push his movement, his brand, and his talent forward. The one thing that we've got to stop doing in 2019 and beyond is, you know, missing out on opportunities to help people who really need your help the most. Listen, we spend a lot of time helping people that really don't need our damn help. And there's a few people who can really connect with what I'm saying. There's a lot of people who want your help, but they don't need it. Then there's a lot of people who need your help, but who will never really ask for it. Pay attention to the people who really need your help in 2018. And if you just pay attention, you will realize, like, they were there the whole time. You just weren't paying attention. Specifically artists. Norfolk, VA has a ton of freaking artists who go unsupported. My goal in 2019, because I tried to do it in 18 and we ran out of time. I'm like being intentional about out of Norfolk, VA specifically. We promote artists from all over the place, and I've spent a lot of time in Florida, but it's time to really rep Norfolk, and Don Itty is that dude for 2019. He burnt up the highway in 2018. It's time to actually see the fruit of his labor from the seeds he planted in 2019. Don, what advice do you have for artists? I know you are a new artist breaking into the game yourself, but what advice do you have for artists who are trying to, like, do it based on what you've seen thus far?
Oh, man, it's plenty of, I mean, that's very, very broad. But if I had to say anything to a random artist or anybody, I would say just be yourself, you know, and don't try to fit in. You know, anybody can rap. Everybody can rap, you know. So what makes you different? And another thing is, like, just focused on one to two songs, you know. You don't have to keep dropping songs and dropping songs and dropping songs, because the rest of the world hasn't heard it yet, and everybody needs to hear it. So you want to just kind of focus on pushing a few songs, you know.
He's giving you, like, jewels, and he gave you some genuine feedback. Be yourself. The one thing I can say about this dude is he's totally himself. You know, one thing I am, I'm very observant, specifically of artists and people that I'm, you know, preparing to work with. The one distinctive thing about this cat that's going to go a long way outside of him just being uniquely himself, I witnessed him do something that artists do not do. A lot of artists, as you all know, I mean, there's an ego thing that's involved with this entertainment industry that I believe, you know, has led to the demise, at least the demise of us. I watched this dude, like, introduce himself to artists as they came off the stage and, you know, wanted to literally, you know, share his business card, get their business card, share his number, get their number. And that's what business people do. When you're taking your craft in this game seriously, that's what you do. It's called networking. But too many of us shy away from that. That's essential. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. But, folks, if you're going to be successful in 2019, regardless of what you're doing, get your network game up. Get your network game up. Be yourself.
Thanks.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for stopping past, man. And much success in 2019. Any closing words you have for the audience and everybody listening, really all over the world tonight?
Man, I just want to say I appreciate y'all for having me on the show. Nice to meet you, Hot Chocolate. Hopefully we'll formally meet in person. Thank you for having me up here.
Well, young man.
No question, man. And,
well now. For watching.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, follow me. Stay tuned. I got some videos on the way for y'all, some visuals. And this is going to be a phenomenal year, man. I'm actually already working on the next project already. I just been keeping that on the DL. So, you know,
no
I appreciate y'all having me.
You're welcome to come back anytime.
No question, man.
And again, much success. Hey, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got your health and wellness tips for 2019. But before we get, before Don gets out of here, hey, we're going
to
end with progression.
Let's
hey, again,
go
thanks
to the next floor. Let's go to the next fire. Let's go to the next fire.
Y'all know he be on that.
Keep progressing, it's a must, though. No disgust, though. Running up on a hush, though. Ain't no rush, though. Anything you invest in, you can touch, though. Benjamin is my best friend, I can trust him. All my time, I must invest it. Better believe it, baby. Is it running to that money? I gotta see it later. Gotta get it, competition, no, I don't see it there. Racing, I'm just skating like I meet him there. I'm like, let's go, next floor. Trying to progress, though. Keeping your eyes on your paper, that's the test, though. It ain't no need to try to fit in like the rest, though. Ain't nobody there to help you or rescue. You just gotta keep moving. Ain't no time to be losing. You decide how you use it or sit around if you choose it. Taking space to this paper, ain't got no time for later. No matter the situation, you can make it. You just gotta keep progressing, progressing. It's all about progression. Every day is a blessing, I'm blessing. Gotta make it the best, man, no question. Applying all this pressure, I done made it professional, I'm finessed. They tell me that I'm flexing when I ain't flexing. I'm balling like I'm stepping with the left hand. Let's go to the next floor. Running up like the steps do off the muscle. Whatever they say, boy, you gotta hustle. Talking straight to the bread, I know I can trust you. People guessing on my head. Better believe it, baby. A lot of people be in the way, no, I don't need them, baby. Ain't got nothing, see people fronting when I need a favor. On the low, they counting me out and I don't even hit them. I'm like, let's go, next floor. Gotta progress more, possess more, process more, perfecto. I'm from the bottom, straight up out of them cracks, yo. Tic-tac-toe, medicated or vexo. I cannot lie, no, my life ain't no secret. Some ain't gon' make it, cause they don't believe in me. I just grind, take my time, get this cheese, and drop down to my knees. Thank the Lord of all of my progression, progression. It's all about progression, progression. Everything is a blessing, I'm blessing. Gotta make it the best, no question. Applying all this pressure, it's success. I done made it professional, I'm finesse. They tell me that I'm flexing when I ain't flexing. I'm ballin' like I'm stepping with the left hand.
Shout out to our special guest tonight, Don Itty, out of Norfolk, VA. Yep. Hey, it's 9:54 here in the APL. Hey, you know, that's my guy right there for 2019. I want to see him win.
Those two joints, first of all, are both bangers.
Number one.
No doubt.
Number two. Number two, they will be on my treadmill playlist. And, yeah, I'm definitely all about, you know, seeing a positive young man getting ahead, for sure. Progression.
No
Hashtag
doubt.
Progression for 2019. I like that.
No doubt. On Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, we have a DJ SNS. If you don't know, you better ask somebody because they know.
Yeah,
DJ
SNS.
Hanging out with us Wednesday night. He got a mix for us in the whole nine. And so excited about that. He's supposed to be with us last year, which is pretty much like last week. But actually, it was like a few weeks ago, right? Almost. He was supposed to have been with us. Excited to have DJ SNS Wednesday night. Check us out. Hey, for all the entrepreneurs, we talked about some tips and tools for you tonight. Not only do we want to talk about wellness and truly taking our health seriously, high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that, they're killing us way too early only because we are not being properly treated. Go see the doctor. Go see the doctor. We talked about that earlier in the show. But for entrepreneurs, listen, we got a tool for you. Actually, it's a few tools all in one big tool, and that is like www.sba.gov. You've heard about it before. Many of you have maybe even visited the site before, but I challenge you to go to sba.gov and really explore this tool. If you're looking for a business guide, it's there. If you're looking for funding resources for your business, for your entrepreneurial effort, it's there. If you're looking for federal contracting or information on how to get into federal contracting, it's there. If you are a young entrepreneur, there's a learning center on the website that can help you understand everything you're trying to understand about business. We're talking about the U.S. Small Business Administration. It's a website that is full of valuable resources and information. Take some time. If you are thinking about starting a business, if you are challenged by different aspects of your business and you don't have the money to pay for a consultant, or you don't have a business advisor or a business manager, visit the SBA.gov, a huge valuable resource. Moving on to, again, making this the healthiest year you had in quite some time, go see the doctor. And then the thing, listen, health and wellness really requires movement. The right exercise can help promote weight loss, you know, improve circulation. If you have, like, you know, bad veins or poor blood circulation, it can help to improve, you know, just your stamina overall. It strengthens muscles, you know, so that you can have better bone support. You know, a lot of people fall and can't get up. It's because, you know, listen, you need to strengthen your bones. You need healthier habits. Lay off the fried chicken, the processed meats like the bologna and the hot dog, the red meats, the soda, you know, the sugar. You know, you need like fatty fish. A fish like tuna, sardines, mackerel. You need fruits, berries, oranges. You need spinach, kale, almonds, walnuts. Yes. And last but not least, listen, try to stop smoking in 2019. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. Try to stop smoking. That'll give you 10 years back. But whatever you do, join us Wednesday night with DJ SNS. Take us home, hot chocolate.
Yeah, definitely do that. And one more thing, don't just go see the doctor. Break down your doctors in levels. Ladies, gynecologists, get your mammogram. Those of us who, you know, are over 40, we have to start looking at colonoscopies and things of that nature. Preventative.
20 seconds.
People, think preventative. We are That Crew, That Team, That Network. We will see you on Wednesday night with DJ SNS. TM Hyman Radio, The Social Lab, The General, and Hot Chocolate bid you good night.